One of the best lenses with which we can read the Old Testament is to simply look to see what are the promises that God is making to us. The Old Testament is simply about God making promises to his people, which are ultimately fulfilled in the person of Christ coming into the world and coming into our lives. The prophets, especially Ezekiel, was really great at communicating to the people of Israel and to us what those promises are, what they look like. In today's first reading, it says that I will prove the holiness of my great name, that God will prove who he is to us. In a certain sense, he has to hold up his end of the bargain, that he can't just say all these things and not follow through, but he actually has to prove. He says, I will prove to you the holiness of my name. And then in today's reading, he goes on to show how he'll do that. I'll take you away from the nations. I'll sprinkle clean water upon you. I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart. I will put my spirit in you. I will be your God. The way that God proves to us his promises is simply by entering into our lives, by coming into us through baptism, by entering into our hearts through communion, by forgiving us in the sacrament of confession, by speaking to us through prayer. God upholds his promises and proves to us the holinesses of his name by being a part of our lives. And we heard in the gospel this morning that that's not forced upon us, but it's an invitation that's offered. Salvation comes not through us earning it, but salvation comes to us by us simply accepting an invitation. May we accept that invitation this day and every day. It's an invitation to live in him.